This is Joe the Assassin Hamilton, and welcome to this week's segment of Wrestle This. As always, I'm extremely happy that you could join me. I haven't put in a plug for my book for the last couple of weeks, so here goes. If you'd like to obtain a copy of my book, it's called Assassin, The Man Behind the Mask. All you have to do is go to www.crowbarpress.com. All right, let's get started. You know, for my entire career, I've created controversy, and the present time doesn't seem to be an exception. I should actually be on TNA's payroll. Why, you ask? Because everything I've been commenting on, from last week's comments to comments I made several weeks back concerning the so-called brain trust at TNA, they're using as a storyline. Right up to and including the verbiage that I used calling them the murderers of WCW, which they are. The fact that they're using the very comments that I made on this program proves beyond any possible shadow of doubt that they have absolutely no creativity whatsoever. They're a group of two-bit con men that have somehow managed to pull the wool over Dixie's eyes and fool her into thinking that they are some type of great creative talent, when in actuality, their best talent is in the manner in which they underhandedly lie, swerve, and BS people into thinking that they do have creative talent. I defy them or anyone else to come forth and present proof positive that any one of them has ever had an original idea that worked. All they can do is try to copy ideas that other people create, and they do a lousy job of that. And one of those charming gentlemen lied his worthless ass off when he presented his resume to WCW, putting down false statements about some of the things that he was supposed to have accomplished when, in fact, he never did anything in the wrestling business. He was a no-talent cameraman and attempted to become an announcer, but didn't have the talent nor the knowledge of the business to ever get that off the ground. You know, and Dixie's got three more buffoons just like him working for her. Again, I say, if Dixie ran any other business in the same manner she allows her wrestling company to be run, she would be shutting her doors down in 6 months or less. And that's a fact nobody with any business sense can deny. So if she's not in it for the money, she must be in it to feed her ego. And if that's the case, it's no wonder the WCW murderers have managed to get such a strong foothold in her company. Being the type of con men they are, I can only imagine the line of BS they have fed her to bolster her ego and to help blind her judgment as to their actual worth to the company, which is zilch, nada, nothing, not even marquee value, name value. Because, let's face it, all their names have been overused and they're just plain worn out. At one time, a couple of the murderers were big names in the wrestling business. Now, just a mention of their name bores people to tears. And, you know, to prove what I'm saying, they have no pride in themselves or respect for the profession. They just, and it's the same profession that made them a lot of money until recently. They both attempted to fool fans into believing that they were still capable of performing in the ring. What an absolute disgrace that was, not only to their legacy, but a disgrace to the wrestling profession, period. Now, I'm not saying they didn't put forth the physical effort. I'm saying the physical effort fell way short of acceptable when it comes to performance value. In other words, they're just too damn old and they have no business still trying to perform in a ring. Now, in their own ego-inflated minds, I'm sure they don't feel that way, but it's the visual and mental evaluation of their performances that proves that they need to retire from any active in-ring physical participation whatsoever. I know it's a very bitter pill to follow, but there comes a time when we all have to swallow that same pill. Some of us are smart enough to understand the situation, and some, like them, they listen to their overinflated egos that tells them that they're so great that they can just go on and on and on. And they believe that, unfortunately, you know, they believe that. And unfortunately, they never really get a handle on the reality of life, which can sometimes be quite harsh. You know, to me it's really sad that anybody, but especially a famous star, falls into that ego trap that life can sometimes set for you, and by doing that, they destroy the credibility they worked years really hard to earn and to establish. You know, and the people that fall into that category don't believe the about themselves that the time has come for them to quit. It's always the other guy that should retire, not them. It's almost impossible to help these people, you know, and they'll just keep on going until they completely destroy their image. Now, I'm certainly not saying that there isn't a place for them somewhere in the wrestling profession, because there is, and there's a lot of things they could be doing. It's just that performing in the ring certainly isn't one of them. Now, I don't wish these people any ill will. In fact, just the opposite. I would love to see any wrestler prosper, and prosper in a suitable position in wrestling, just not active in the ring, and certainly not being the brain trust of a company like TNA. Well, that about covers things for today. Thanks for joining me on this week's segment of Wrestle This. I'll be right back here next week. I hope you can all join me. Till then, see ya.